damn town. But you got no, when he has a cup of tripping wine.
So this is Mimi.
And Gracie.
And you're listening to All the Geets, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
We are reunited at last.
Together at last. It's very exciting.
I know that all you Friday 2 p.m.ers were like, we're crazy.
We're missing you. Uh-huh. For sure.
For sure, for sure.
Well, today we have a special treat for you because our good friend Joji came out with a new album, as you've been listening to some of his music for the last couple weeks when I've been playing music. But today is Gracie's first time listening to it all the way through.
Yeah, correct? So I'm excited. You'll get my live in-person reaction.
Luckily, the whole album is only 35 minutes, so we have just enough time to talk and listen to at least most of it. I hope you enjoy coming up. We have our first song. It is Attention, Joji, on his new album, Ballads 1. Here we go.
fed up with your tone. I don't wanna go home. Could it be one night? Can you
So that was Attention followed by Slow Dancing in the Dark.
I thought Intention was good. I was like strong opener, but like Slow Dancing in the Dark is clearly the winner.
Slow Dancing in the Dark is not even arguably
like
best song on this album.
Do you know what's kind of cool about it? So I always, the first time I listen to songs, imagine how I'd put them in a movie.
Okay.
And I think that song has like the rare ability to be both like a happy and a sad moment.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could play it like someone just got broken up with. They're lying in the street, like in the middle, like with rain pouring on them.
Oh, gosh.
Know?
Okay.
Like, that's happy and the song is playing in the background. Wow. And you're like, wow, what a sad song.
Yeah.
Or you have like this guy like finally got the courage to ask this girl out and like they're together and they're happy and the song is playing in the background.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
See, my image is like a very angsty thing. So like I can imagine like a bunch of teenagers in a car like driving on the highway, lights are passing them and they're considering like kind of like their childhood and they're on the brink of adulthood and kind of trying to understand who they are. it's kind of that's the image I get a little bit more.
Yes, I believe that. I'm with you. I bought
in. You bought in? Uh-huh. You're gonna buy my script one day?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay, so totally unrelated note. But last night, I was actually wondering what you would think about this.
Yes, please tell me.
Last night, I was sleeping over at my friend's house in Fenway. And it's about, like, 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl is clearly drunk and, like, outside of her apartment.
You don't know her.
I don't know this girl.
Sure.
And she is screaming at the top of her lungs, Sam! Sam! Right? Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is happening? So eventually, I hear this woman in the apartment building go out and be like, do you know, like, if Sam lives in this building? And she's like, no. And she's like, but I like don't know where he is. And he's like my only way to get back. And I don't have a phone. And I was like, oh my goodness, this poor girl. And so I was wondering, what would you do in a situation like that? Like it is 1 a.m. You're a little tipsy. Uh-huh. You don't have a phone on you. And Sam is your only way to get home. Do you yell at the top of your lungs in front of this apartment building? Or is there another option here?
Okay, well maybe I'm thinking about this too rationally.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like I'm ever at the point where like I couldn't find my way home.
Okay.
I think my thought would be like find the nearest tea stop.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, here's the thing. We are next door to a tea stop. Uh-huh. So I don't know what this girl was doing, but like maybe she doesn't have a Charlie card on her.
True. I mean, like there is, I don't know if I was in Boston, my phone was dead, so I couldn't call an Uber.
Okay.
Cause my first call would be, doesn't matter the surge pricing, I'm calling an Uber.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then my second thought is find a tea stop.
Yes.
Because I can get home from Davis.
Okay.
At the point that I don't have money and I don't have a phone, I think I'd just like fall asleep in the streets.
Oh, gosh.
I get home, right?
Right. So like it kind of...
So I'd just start calling Sam.
I was honestly a little annoyed at first. And then I like heard her telling her story outside. And I was like, oh, okay, I will join you in the yelling for Sam. So I totally understand. But like that is a last resort option.
Yeah, you're pretty messed up and you don't have anything to
I don't
live
know
off
if I've
of.
Ever been in a situation that desperate before though.
Me too. Well, I guess I just would hope that like people, my Sam wouldn't leave me. You know?
Yeah, like really the real question is where is Sam in this situation and where did she or he go, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Don't be a Sam, kids. That's the takeaway here.
Although literally the same thing happened to my friend last night.
Really?
Yeah, like his phone was dying and then everyone left
him. Oh gosh.
I don't know how he got home. I didn't hear the end of the story.
Wow. Well, there you go.
But he's alive, so it's fine.
Yeah. And I think too, like, if you're a girl and that happens to you,
it's different.
That is a little different.
It is different.
It's a little scary. You can't just get into a random person's car and like be like, take me home.
You shouldn't do that regardless.
It's true. Don't do that if you're a man or a woman. But yeah, it's a desperate situation.
Yeah, no,
you're slow dancing in the dark. You know what I mean?
I feel like if you, you know, set the proper artsiness to that scene, uh-huh. you could put slow dancing in the dark in the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, definitely. Uh-huh. Okay, so next up we have Test Drive. I'll play like a couple more songs. Okay. So we're going to play Test Drive, Wanted You, and then Can't Get Over You, and then we'll talk again. So
can't wait for it, baby.
Here you go.
She don't wanna tell lies. She don't wanna tell lies. She just wanna feel alive. She just wanted more time. I'm looking for a long ride. She just wanna test drive. And I ain't go to West Side. I'll see you in the next life. What do you want, babe? I don't like when you don't. Waiting on the ones who didn't fight. I told you not to waste my time. I told you never sing the song you lied.
You go jump through hoops. Now how many lines you'll do? No matter when you lose, everything I've done for you.
She don't wanna tell lies. She don't wanna tell lies.
Ooh. I got a box cutter with your name on it. Tell me more, I can't stay this long on the same topic. Don't know you, but would I fall in love with you? I don't have no social cues, I'm out for you.
Okay, so thoughts so far?
I like it. I think it's hard. It's like, so Dancing in the Dark is like the best one for sure.
Yeah.
And they all kind of blend together, but in like kind of a cool way.
Yeah, no, you know? Totally. It's definitely a mood. Like, if you're listening to it on like a rainy day,
mm-hmm. Yes.
You can definitely like feel very like, ooh, I have a lot of feelings, and just sit in those feelings
it's
for a while.
It's a feelings yeah. album. For sure, for sure.
For sure. Well... some random topic that I wanted to talk about. Have you been watching Sabrina?
Okay, so we've kind of talked about this before, but for the listeners at home.
Yes.
I watched 3 episodes. So I was really excited about Sabrina coming out.
Oh, me as well.
Like, yeah. I kept, people are like, what are your Halloween plans? Because it came out the Friday before
mm-hmm.
Halloween, but like on Halloween. And I was like, I'm going out Thursday, Saturday, but like my Friday is dedicated to Sabrina. Like, that's what I'll be doing all night. And then it was the longest World Series game in history.
Yep.
So I ended up, I actually did watch an episode of Sabrina in between, like, the game, because, like, I literally watched until the 13th inning, watched an episode of Sabrina, and they still weren't over with the game.
Oh, my gosh.
But I was like, oh, like cool start. Like, I like it. Yeah. And I, like, was watching it with one of my housemates, and, like, we're like, oh, like, let's watch Sabrina tonight, like, because we were watching it together.
Yeah.
And then, like, we got to episode 3, and I just, like, didn't want to watch it anymore. I was disappointed.
Yeah, no, I was disappointed as well. Like, I got far into it, uh-huh. I think. And I, like, still was like, I'm going to stop, and I'm not disappointed about stopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was fine.
And everyone knows what a Riverdale fan I am, so I was like, I can't believe I'm watching a witchy Riverdale. Like, that's just my dream.
Yeah, totally. And then it was just disappointing.
I think it didn't, like, maybe this is weird, because, like, it is campy, but there's, like,
it's not the good type of campy.
It's not the good type of campy, and there's, like, a camp to Riverdale that I love that, like, you're just, like, it's so ridiculous, but, like, at the same time, kind of realistic.
Like, what is going to bring back our humanity? A football game in prison. Like, that is what Riverdale does.
Right, and also I'm going to cheerlead for it. Like, it's just, like, it's so great.
Like, what is happening? That's my thought every moment.
Right.
I once saw a meme, and it was, like, no matter how bad things get, just remember that you're not an actor on Riverdale.
Oh, it was rough. That's so great.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because I was just looking at, like, some weird news stories from today. And there's a satanic temple that's suing Netflix right now.
Uh-huh.
Over the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina statue. So, like,
yeah, that makes
I don't
sense.
Know if you got, like, this far into the show, but basically there's, like, this big statue of, like, this, like, I think it's supposed to be Satan, basically, but it's, like, a goat head, and it has, like, wings, and, like, these children looking up to it. It's very creepy. Mm-hmm. But basically, this, like, this temple, literally called The Temple in capital letters, is suing Netflix for $150 million.
Sure.
Yeah, because, I'm just gonna read this. It says, the temple, which describes itself as a non-theistic religious and political activist group, was offended that the Baphomet, which I'm pretty sure is like the statue, was presented as a symbol of evil in Sabrina, according to the suit. The image of Baphomet is used to represent the devil in the streaming series, but Satan is a literary figure symbolic of the eternal rebel in opposition rather than the personalization of evil, per the temple. So, like, I'm kind of confused. Like, I think they viewed Satan as like a...
Is this, like, a defamation claim of Satan?
I think so. I think that's what they're claiming. Yeah. Isn't that so interesting?
Well, that is kind of weird. Like, I don't know if you know anything about, like, the satanistic religion.
Not very much, I'm not going to lie.
But
kind of creeps me out.
No, it kind of creeps me out, too. But it's very interesting because it's, like, kind of, like, anyone who you meet who's, like, a Satanist is, like, oh, I'm not, like, I don't. Like, they're like, oh, I worship the devil, but, like, he's not an evil creature.
Oh,
like, it's very interesting. Like, if you talk to, like, a true Satanist,
okay,
like, how they view the religion versus how, like, everyone else in the world views Satan. You know? Like, it is. So, I guess that's what they're kind of getting at. Like, he's just supposed to be, like, I don't know, like, an equalizing figure, almost.
Interesting.
It's very interesting.
What a thought. Yeah, it says that it says that the entertainment companies blatantly misappropriated and unquestionably copied its statue.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there you go. It's very interesting. Yeah. No, say that kind of freaks me out.
But honestly,
like, anything freaks me out. Like, I can't even watch, like, movies with, like, Ouija boards in it. Like,
oh, me either.
That freaks me out.
Double possession is, like, I think so scary.
So scary. Okay, I was actually having a conversation about this because my friends and I were like, okay, what's scarier in scary movies? Like, something that's realistic or, like, where, like, there's a murderer and, like, he kidnaps people and whatever. or something where like the house is haunted and there's a devil that comes out of a Ouija board. Like,
obviously that.
Clearly the second.
Right.
So unreasonable, but like definitely the second option. Yeah. Because there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, that's like, what gets me.
Like you can't run.
Yeah. You can't run from a devil possession.
You can't hide.
If someone's coming at you with a chainsaw, like obviously that's scary, but like you could just call, like you can't call the police on like a demon in your house.
They'll be like, "Hi, you're crazy." Yeah.
I'm with you.
Have you been watching The Haunting of Hill House or whatever?
No, obviously I'm too scared.
Okay, me too. My friend was telling me, she was like, "We should watch it together." And I was like, "Cool, yeah, like definitely." And then her next text is like, "Yeah, people have been getting so scared, apparently they like throw up." And I was like, "Just kidding. We're not going to watch it."
Right. I do really like, I think what is really cool is taking like the horror genre and like making it a narrative story. Because I think that like horror movies are often kind of the weakest when you're talking about like character development, plot development, like pacing, all that kind of stuff. So I think like elevating that genre is like super dope. And like I support somebody who's doing
100%.
That. 100%. Like, I won't support them by watching it, but like I do support them from afar.
Definitely. From afar. Deep from afar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause like what are some, like The Shining, Sixth Sense?
Mm-hmm. There's definitely like, I think there's a few standouts. And you're like Get Out.
Night of the Living Dead.
I think is really.
Get Out. Oh yeah.
Like a good example of that horror doing one. More. But even like, I just feel like most of the time, well, when you're so focused on like making things scary, like other things fall to the wayside.
Definitely. 100%. Yeah. And I actually think that's really interesting though, because I think the whole point of movies is to make you feel something.
Mm-hmm.
So like every movie should be focused on that. It's just that like, horror very much specifically focuses on one emotion. Mm-hmm. And sometimes like you're right that like they sacrifice like style and like form for like fear.
Yeah.
And I actually don't think that's necessary.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, I can't. I don't watch horror movies, so it's like hard for me to.
Yeah.
Like, but I think that every time like someone is kind of able to break that genre, like you do hear about it.
Definitely.
And like it's like people like really are supportive of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think of The Cabin in the Woods. I didn't see it, but I know it did really well and people were like, "Oh wow, genre breaking." And I was like, "Dope.
Oh wow.
Good for that.
Good job." Or like The Babadook.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dealt with like a lot more issues than just like a scary movie.
Or like It Follows. Again, these are all movies I haven't seen. But people were like, yeah, like I think that social commentary in horror movies is really easy.
Oh, definitely.
Like it's a great avenue for it. And it's really underutilized.
I mean, even if you think about like, let's go back to the origin of zombie movies. That was all a commentary on like racism, prejudice, the Cold War, like all sorts of stuff. Like if you really think about it, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much to be done.
There's a lot to be done. Anyway. our next song.
How many songs do you have left on the album?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but each of them are like 2 minutes.
Okay.
So we're going to play like a couple more, starting with Why Am I Still in LA? Followed by.
True.
Good question, Joji. Good question. Followed by No Fun, then Come Through. We might play Rip. We'll see. Here you go.
my friends, they're gone. They all left one by one. And now the summer's done. They don't need no more fun. Yeah, I drive around on my own. I'm rich but my AC broke. Don't check no mail, no phone. And I tell them I'm not home. And I keep to myself. Quit no one else. And I know it's my fault, but I don't care. And I keep to myself. Who are you to pretend? And I know it's my fault. It'll never end. Yeah, all my friends, no fun. Yeah, all my friends, no fun. Drive around on my own. Yeah, all my friends, no fun. Yeah, all my friends, no fun. Yeah, all my friends, no fun. All they do is sun. Yeah, all my friends, no
fun.
Yeah, I can't get no sleep. I look so good in green. I run, I run, I run, I run. And I don't have no more dreams. I drive around on my own. Feel dead, but I feel my bones. I hide out on my throne. Open up, now my cover's blown. Yeah, now my cover's blown. Yeah, now my cover's blown. Oh, now my cover's blown. Oh, now my cover's blown.
Yeah, all my friends, no fun. Yeah, all my friends, no fun.
Okay, so Mimi just told me she went to a cheese and tea tasting.
Yes, correct.
Last night. And I was thinking, what kind of tasting, like, could you give other people? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, what could you know?
Like, what
do
you
know
pair?
So well?
Yeah, like,
yeah,
what?
That you could pair. That's a really good question. What would you do? Do you have an answer already?
No. Okay. I think what I could do, like, where my, like, knowledge is strongest.
Okay.
In the Medford Somerville area.
Okay.
Is, like, pastries with coffee.
Okay.
Yes. So, like,
yeah.
Like, we could go, like, we'd start with, like, tamper.
Okay.
We'd get the iced latte, mm-hmm. iced soy latte, mm-hmm. with a chocolate chip scone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could go to, like, Dunkin',
mm-hmm.
get the cold brew,
mm-hmm.
with the cheese and a croissant.
Yep. Mm-hmm. $2 for $5.
Right. It's great. It's a great deal, guys. Mm-hmm. Then you go to the Danish pastry house.
Yep.
You get the vanilla latte.
You do.
With a lemon bar.
I had a lemon bar last night.
Aren't they really
good? They're so good.
I love lemon bars.
I love the lemon bars and then the crinkle thing.
Yes.
What are they
actually
called?
Maybe I'll get a lemon bar right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Does it close it? When does it close on Fridays?
Earlier than usual, but I think it's still open.
Okay, good, good, good. Good to know, good to know.
For all our listeners out there.
What would you do?
Oh, man, that's such a hard question. See, because like, I would not consider myself a classy person.
Uh-huh.
So maybe the
my Dunkin' Donuts was classy.
I could probably do chicken nuggets and like the right sauce to go with
them.
Like,
okay, sure.
You know,
sure.
Like I could do like a good like Chick-fil-A nuggets with a Chick-fil-A sauce. You go to Chili's, you get the chicken strips, but you get like the sweet and sour sauce, you know what I mean? And then you could get the 2 for $20 thing. And then you could go to, you know, McDonald's, get some of that barbecue.
Okay.
You know, if you're really feeling it, you could do some, like, honey mustard, but, you know.
But that's a little crazy.
Don't get a little too crazy, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And then, but I think that's about it. I would consider myself a very classy person, though, so I would do it well. I would do it right. Go all out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
would get all 20 nuggets instead of just a kid's meal. So.
Right. You're classy.
Yeah.
Only the best for Mimi.
Only the best. All right. So we're going to close out here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Since we can't play all the last three songs, I'm just going to close out with my favorite of the three.
Okay.
It's XNXX, which I'm pretty sure is Xanax, but we're just going to call it XNXX. And it's a really good song. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to the album today. This has been a good time.
Uh-huh.
Did you have fun?
I did. I really liked the album. I'm going to go home and listen. Well, I've only been listening. So I saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, you did?
On Tuesday. So I think the only songs I've put on are Queen.
Okay. So you need a little variety.
I need more.
Yeah. All right. Well, here you go. This has been Mimi and
Gracie.
And all the Yeats. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts. Freeform Radio, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And here you go. Hope you guys have a good rest of your Friday.